Mesechtes Kedushin, Daf Ayin Ches, two lines on the top of Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph, and the Gemara will discuss Dinim of a Kohen Hedit and a Kohen Gadol, and the Pasuk B'degei a Kohen Hedit states in Pashas Emma, Lo Yitam Ba'al Ba'am V'Leicholoi, and the Pasuk states, Isha Zayinu V'Chalol Lo Yikachu, V'Isha Grusham Isha Lo Yikachu, K'Kadosh Hu L'Leikov, and of course we know that it's also for a Kohen Hedit to marry a Grusha or a Zayinu or a Chalala, and then a bit further in Pasuk Gimel, the Pesukim discuss a Kohen Gadol, and the Pesukim state, Hu Isha Gusla Yikach, Almana ugusha v'chalal zaynas ilo leikach ki im besul me'amav yikach isha v'lo yichal zahar ba'amav ki ani Hashem mekadoshai. And the Torah teaches us that a kohen gadol can also not marry a gusha chalal zayna, but also tells us that a kohen gadol cannot marry almana and he has to marry a besula. And the Torah tells us that once he does so and he has a child v'lo yichal zahar ba'amav, that any child that he has will be a chalal. And also that since the Torah used the lashon v'lo yichal, which is mashma that there's someone that was kosher up until this point and he made them a chalal, so this teaches us that his wife would also be a chalala, and she would now be also lakuna as well. And even though this pasuk of lichal zar ba'amav is discussing a case of a kohen gadol that had a bias psul, however, since b'degei a kohen hedit, we use the term of ba'amav as the pasuk stated lo yitam ba'al ba'amav. And when discussing the din of chalolim b'degei a kohen gadol, the pasuk also states lichal zar ba'amav, and again it uses lashon ba'amav. Therefore, we have a gzir shava, and therefore all the din that apply to kohen gadol apply to kohen hedit as well. And our gemara begins on Rabbi Yehuda states, Kohen Gadol ba'almana leikashtayim, that if a Kohen Gadol gets married to Almana and then they have Bia, then he would have two Chiyuvim Mabalkis, Achas Meshum Laikach, one based on the Pasuk Laikach, but Achas Meshum Laikhalal. The Issa that the Gemara refers to as Laikhalal is by the fact that by the Kohen Gadol having a Bia with this woman, so he profaned this woman and he made a Pasul. And as Rashi explains, that this din does not only apply to a Kohen Gadol that marries Almana or to a Kohen Gadol that marries a Grusha or a Chalala or a Zaina, but this din applies to a Kohen Hedit as well, and as we mentioned in that Dhamma, that there was a Gzeir Shava between a Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedit, the Makkain Zarechulun, Aflalon Zarechulun, Hilkab Kohen Hedit, Nami Ikka Loichalal. Therefore, it's as if the word Loichalal is also stated by a Kohen Hedit, and that also applies to a Kohen Hedit as well. And the Gemara is, Vilukli Nami Mishum Loichal Zari, why do we say that he only gets Malkus for Loichach and Loichalal, which refers to Bimchal his wife, but Lachur he should get Malkus for Bimchal his children as well? And the Gemara is, we're talking about a scenario where the Kohen Gadol only married Almana and had Bia with her, but he didn't have a Gemar Bia, and therefore he did not have the ability to have children through this Bia, and that's why the Issa Leichal Zari would not apply. And it's Muchach that if he would actually have a Gemar Bia, even though he did not have a child through this Bia, and his wife did not become pregnant or have a child, he would still be Ivan the Issa Leichal Zari. And would seem in the Issa Leichal Zari, the Gemara is explaining it that you shouldn't profane your seed, and since he didn't have a Gemar Bia, therefore, there was no Zera, and therefore, he's not going to be Ivan that Issa. But once there is any Zera, even though he didn't have children, that would still be Asa, and there would still be a Lav. And Rashi points out, although B'negei of Leichal Zara, you have to have Gmar Bia. However, B'negei of the Issa of Leichal, there's no requirement to have Gmar Bia. And as Rashi says, as we learned from Mishnah, Mesech Tzivamas, Echad Ma'or, Echad Agayma, Kana V'lechilup and Bila Bia. And generally, by all Isurim, there is no Chiluk between Ha'ora and Gmar Bia. And generally, the Issa takes effects once you have Ha'ara. And the Gemara continues, Masav Rava, Rava asked the following question on Rabbi Yehuda, that how can you tell me that there are two Lavim by a Kohen Gadol that marry Almana, but L'maisa, the Mishnah Masechtas Makkah states, Almana Grusha, if a Kohen Gadol has a relationship with Almana, who is also a Grusha, then like Mishum Shnei Shemais, then he would get Malkus based on the fact that he had Bia with Almana and Grusha. And Rava asked, my Lav Shnei Shemais Vesulai, it's Mashma from the Mishnah, that he only receives two Chiyuvim Malkus, and there are only two Lavim, and Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, he should have four lavim, as you should have layikach and layichalal for marrying an almana, and he should also have an issa layikach and layichalal for marrying a grusha. And the Gemara answers loy shnei shemis alzeh or shnei shemis alzeh. When the Mishnah over there stated almana grusha loyke mishum shnei shemis inech nami, it's telling us that you get malchus both for being born almana as well as being born a grusha. However, for each one that you had beer with, you will actually receive two chiyuvim malchus. You'll receive a chiyuv of malchus of layikach and layichalal for almana and layikach for layichalal for Grusha. The Gemara continues in Ezi Hachi, if you're telling me that's Pshat in the Mishnah, Se'ema Sefer, let us see the Sefer of that same Mishnah. As the Mishnah continues, that if a Kohen Gadol has a relationship with the Grusha of a Chalutza, Ein Chayev at Lalachas, he will only be Chayev one set of Malkus. And although at this point of the Gemara thinks that there is an Issa Deraisa for a Kohen Gadol as well as a Kohen Hedit to have a relationship with the Grusha and with the Chalutza. However, since Lamaisa, the Mishnah states Ein Chayev at Lalachas, so it's Muchach, there's only one set of Malkus that's relevant over here and not two set of Malkus. Machlokas and Lechur, that's against the Shita Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara answers, Hachikama in Chayev El Alachas, that what the Mishnah over there meant to say is that although a Kohen Gadol had a relationship with the Grusha, who is also a Chalutza, he only has a Chiyah based on the fact that he had a relationship with the Grusha. As Midiraisa, there was only an Issa to marry a Grusha, and there was no Issa to marry a Chalutza. Well, Oilam Shnei Shemais, and Lemaisa Benegeya the Issa, that he married a Grusha, he will actually receive two Chiyuv Malkas, one for the Issa of Leikach, and one for being Oiva on Leichalel. The Gemara now continues, V'chalutza the Rabbanon, are you telling me that the Issa to marry a Chalutza is only an Issa to Rabbanon, but Tani B'lulun to the Braisa, Grusha, Ein Le'el Grusha Chalutza Minayin, and the Torah tells us, Benegeya Kohen Hedid, V'isha Grusha Me'isha Leikachu, we only see that a Kohen Hedid is also to marry a Grusha. How do we know that he's also to marry a Chalutza? Tam B'lulma V'isha, that since the Pasuk could have stated Isha Zayin V'chalal Leikachu, and Grusha Me'isha Leikachu, and didn't have to say the word V'isha Grusha Me'isha Leikachu, therefore we're ma'abah that a Kohen Hedid is also to marry a Chalutza as well. And if so, how can you tell me that it's only going to be Malkus for marrying a Grusha and not for a Chalutza, because the Issa Chalutza is only Rabbanon? If it's not true, the Issa Chalutza should be Draisa, as we see we have a Makar, and the Gemara answers Midrabbanon, that really it's only Issa Rabbanon, the cross Machba Amo, and this Limud is only an Asmachta. And the Gemara continues that now that we see that Rabbi Yehuda stated that a Kohen Gadol has a relationship with Amano, or a Kohen Hedid that does any Issa that's relevant to a Kohen, that there are two Yisroom involved, there's an Issa of Leikach and there's an Issa of Leichal, the Gemara brings down a Machlekes Abaye and Rava as to exactly when you're going to be Oiva on those Yisroom. And Amar Abaye, Abaye states Kiddush Leika, that once the Kohen or the Kohen Gadol has Kedushin, then he gets Malkus for Leikach and Baal Leika, and once he does Bia, then he'll get Malkus for Leichal, Kiddush Leika Mishin Leikach and Baal Leika Mishin Leichal, and according to Abaye, one is not telling the other, and therefore if a Kohen or a Kohen Gadol does an Issa and he marries and he has Bia with this woman, then certainly he'll be Chayiv two Malkus. However, if he only has Kedushin, then he'll be Chayiv one Malkus, and if he only does Bia without Kedushin, he'll also have one Malkus. Rava Amman, Rava argues on Abaye, and he holds that the Issa is totally one and the other, and therefore Baal Leika, if the Kohen Hedid or the Kohen Gadol are Mekadesh, a Grusha or Chalutza, and they did not have Bia, then they would not yet be Chayiv Malkus, and the only time they'll be Chayiv Malkus is once they have Bia, and once they have Bia, then they'll be Chayiv two Malkus, one for Kiyikach and one for Leichal. However, Rava continues, Loi Baal Ein Leika, if the Kohen Gadol never has Bia with this woman, then he would never receive Malkus, Mishum Dechsiv, as the Pasuk says, Leikach Leichal, Matam Leikach, was the reason that you can't have Kedushin with this woman, Mishum Leichal, because afterwards you'll be Mechal her, and because you'll have Bia with her. However, if you don't have Bia with her, then the Issur doesn't apply. Keep in mind that in a moment the Gemara will tell us that Rav is certainly Meir Tabaya, if a Kohen Hedid or a Kohen Gadol only has Bia with a Grusha or a Chalutza, then he would still be Chayim Malkus for Leichal, even though he was never Mekadish this woman. The Gemara continues with Meir Tabaya, and Abaye is Meir to this concept of Rav, but Machzor Grushasai, that regarding the Issur of Machzor Grushasai, and for example, if Reuben, who is Yisrael, went and married Rachel, and then he divorced her, and Rachel got married to someone else, that is Issur for Reuben to go and marry her once again, Shem Kiddush Leibal, Shein Leika, certainly over there, if Reuben is only Mekadish Rachel and he never had Bia with her, then he would not receive Malkus, as Lekach Talius Leili Isha Amrechmana V'Haleka, as over there, the Torah states specifically that you're getting married to her in order that she be for you as a wife, and the only way you have a complete Ishus is only once you have Bia. Since over there, the Torah actually connects them by saying Lekach Talius Leili Isha, so over there, it's totally in one and the other, and if Reuben only had Kedushin with Rachel and he was Machzor Grushasai, he would not be Oiva on the Issa until he has Bia with her. However, Abaye argues on Rava B'negei the Yisuri Kuna, as the Yisurim B'negei Kohen Gadol are separate Yisurim and they're not mitla tolling in each other, as is the Issa of Almana Grush V'chalal Zayin as Eil Leikach Ki Im B'sulim E'am V'yikach Isha, and then the Torah says as a separate Pasuk V'leichal Z'ar B'amav Ki Ani Hashem Kadoshai, and therefore we don't say that the Tolli is Abizeh. And the Gemara continues and mentions what we mentioned before, Maidu Rava, and Rava would be Maidu Tabaye B'Kohen Gadol B'Almana, that a Kohen Gadol with Almana Shembo V'leikidah Shaloika, even if he only had Bia with Almana or Kohen Hedid with a Grusha, etc., and they did not do Kedushin, that they would be Chayim Malkus, because V'leichal Zayiv Amav V'Rachmana V'Yuchilal, the Lemaisa of the Torah states as a separate Issa, that you should not be Mechal and should not profane the woman, and Lemaisa you Mechal her, and therefore you'd be Chayim Malkus for V'leichal, even though there was no Leikach. And the Gemara continues, Ushnei Moidim, and both Abaye and Rava Moida, the Machzor Grushasai, that if there's a case of Machzor Grushasai, Shembal V'leikidish, that if Reuven goes and has a relationship with his former wife Rachel, but he did not have Kedushin, She'enim Leika, that there would not be Malkus, because Derech L'Kuchen Aser Torah, because over there the Torah states, Lo Yuchel Bay L'Rishon Asher Shilcha Loshel L'Kachta Lias Leili Isha Achra Hashu Tamo. And clearly the Torah is defining the Issa as the first husband taking her back to, in order to be his wife. And Rashi explains, Ushneim Moidim, that the reason why the Gemara says that both Abaye and Rava Rava made in this case is Afalpi shel divrei shteim koyim b'psul loyka abia b'lei kedushin, that even though both of them said that a koyim that has a beer with someone that's puzzled to him would be loyka even though there was no kedushin, however the gay Yisrael that's machzuk u'shasai, that would not apply and he would not be Ivan Issa if he only had beer without kedushin. And the Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda Eime bas ge zacha ke bas chol zacha, that just like the Tanakhama stated that a ben acha ben of a chol remains a chol, and if a chol has a daughter then his daughter would be pasul kuna, but if she marries Yisrael then her daughter would not be pasul kuna. And similarly for Rabbi Yehuda, a ben acha ben of a ger will always be considered a ger. However, ben a geiris, certainly if a geiris marries a kohen, then their male or female children will also be asa, because it is asa for a geiris to marry a kohen. But if a geiris marries Yisrael, then any further children will no longer be considered a ger and would not be pasul kuna. However, if a ger marries a bas Yisrael, then although there is no issa involved, but as we learned in the Mishnah on Daf Samach Rav Beis, that kol makom sheish kedushin ve'in aveira havlad chilach acha zacha, and therefore any child that is born from a ger that married a bas Yisrael would be categorized as a ger, and it doesn't make a difference if it was a zacha or an akeva. And just to keep track, in our Mishnah we also saw two other shitas regarding the status of gerim, as Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov held that the only time a child of a ger or geiris has the status of a ger is only if someone that has the halachic status of a ger marries someone that has the halachic status of a geiris. And Rabbi Yossi was even more makel as to categorizing someone as a ger, and he stated that even a male or a female whose parents are a ger and geiris would be considered Yisraelim gemurim and not considered gerim, and only an actual ger or geiris are considered gerim. And at the bottom of the Amid, the Braisa will bring a fourth shita, which is the shita of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and he is most makel, and he holds that even if a geiris became a geiris when she was pchusim b'shal shalom v'yei mechad, and therefore, as we know, even she had a bia but b'zulah chayzim, so even she would not be pasul kuna, and it's only a geiris that becomes a geiris when she is older than 3 that would be pasul kuna. And our Gemara will first discuss the shita Rabbi Yehuda, as Rabbi Yehuda stated in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda ime bas ger zacha ke bas chol, and the Gemara states Tani Rilutin Brice, Rabbi Yehuda ime bas ger zacha ke bas chol zacha v'adin noisin, and this is based on his svara and a kal v'chayma ma chol shabo mitipak shira bita psula. And since we find b'negei a chol that although he came from mitipak shira, as both his parents were full fledged Jews, and still his daughter is pasul and she can't marry a kain, so ger shabar mitipa psula in adin shabita psula, then certainly a ger that came from tipa psula, as his parents were ivdi gechavim, certainly his daughter should be pasul kuna. And the Gemara asks, how can you ask this kabbal chayma, but malachol shekin tsirasa b'aveira, that I could explain a chol is worse than a ger, because his parents actually did an issa, and almana, for example, got married to a kain gadol, or grusha got married to a kain hedid, and that created the din chol, and maybe that's why his daughter is pasul, and maybe b'negei a ger, where his parents didn't do an issa, as they were goyim, and therefore there was no issa involved in their marriage, maybe over there we would not say that his daughter would be pasul. The Gemara responds, Kohen Gadol ba'almana yichiyach, I'll bring you a proof from a Kohen Gadol who has a relationship with almana, she'ein yitzirasa ba'avera, that although his parents were kosher and he was created beheta, and even so bita psula, that the Kohen Gadol's daughter would be considered chalala. And the Gemara states, mal Kohen Gadol ba'almana she'ein biyasa ba'avera, that you can't bring a raya from a Kohen Gadol ba'almana to the case of a ger, because at least b'negei a Kohen Gadol ba'almana we can understand why his daughter would be pasul. Since Lamaisa, the Kohen Gadol had a relationship with Amana, which was Be'issa, Masha Enkin Ager, that has a relationship with the regular Bas Yisrael, there was no Issa involved, and maybe his daughter should not be considered a Geiris and will not be Pasal Kuna. And the Gemara states, Chol Yechiech, I'll bring you right from Chol, where there was no Be'is Aveira, and even though the Chol was created through Aveira, but the Chol himself did not have a Be'is Psul and Be'is Aveira, and even so his daughter is Pasal. So, once again, we should be able to prove that a Ger's daughter should be Pasal. And the Gemara continues, Vichaz Adin, Loiri Zekri Zeh, that if you try to learn a din of a bas ger from a bas chol or a bas ger from a bas of a kohen gadol ba'almana, then certainly you will not be able to learn it from one of them. However, you can learn from both, because at tzad shavben she'inim bereiv kol, and as Rashi says that both the din of a kohen gadol and the din of a chol is chalukim mishakol, is different than the rest of klal yisrael she'zeh yitzirasa ba'avera v'zeh biyasa ba'avera, because a chol was created through an avera and an almana l'kohen gadol had a biyas avera, and we see that that daughter will be pasul kuna. So afani obvious a ger she'inim bereiv kol who bita psula, and therefore we'll compare this to the case of the daughter of a ger, because the ger is also not bereiv kol, and as Rashi says, shabam mitipa psula, and therefore his daughter should also be pasul. The Gemara continues that you can't bring me a raya from the case of a bas kol or the case of bas kohen gadol ba'almana together, because malat tzad shav shavan shkin yish ben tzad avera, at least b'negei the din of kol and b'negei bas kohen gadol ba'almana, in both cases there was some sort of avera that was done, as of course in order for a person to become a kol, his parents had to have a bias issa, and when a kohen gadol married almana, there was an issa as well. Maybe that's why the daughter daughter would be puzzled. However, benegay, the daughter of a ger, since the ger's parents and the ger himself did not do any issur, as a ger is allowed to marry a bas yisrael, so why would the daughter be puzzled? And therefore, lechayru, you can't be miraya. And what is the makar of Rabbi Huda? And the Gemara answers, b'leitim kohen gadol ba'amana yichiach, that let us not say that the makar of Rabbi Huda is from the case of a kohen gadol ba'amana, and la'im a mitzvah yichiach, the raya of Rabbi Huda is from the case of a mitzvah rishayin. And as Rashi states, that the raya is from the case of a mitzvah rishayin that married a mitzvah rishayin, and certainly there's no issa for a mitzvah rishayin to marry a mitzvah rishayin. And as Rashi says, she'eni siyasa b'avera, that the creation of the mitzvah rishayin wasn't done by b'avera, as his parents were goyim, b'loy b'yasa b'avera, and he himself did not do any avera with this bia, and still will be to psula, dashnihi rachmana oma dashlishi yavi b'kal Hashem, that is only the third generation that is allowed to marry into kal Hashem, but dashni cannot. And since we see the daughter of a mitzvah rishayin is pasul d'kayin, therefore the daughter of a ger will also be pasul d'kayin. And the Gemara asks, mala mitzvah rishayin shekin eini rei lo b'kal, that you can't bring raya from the case of mitzvah rishayin to the case of a ger, as maybe we could say the reason why his daughter is asa lavi b'kal Hashem and is asa to a kayin is because the mitzvah rishayin himself is not able to marry into klal yisrael, and shein kein a ger is muta lavi b'kal and could get married to anyone. How can you prove that the daughter of a ger would be pasul d'kayin? Once again, the Gemara says that we should learn this from a mamatzino based on a chol. As chol yichich, I'll bring you a raya from the case of a chol, that although a chol is muta lavi b'kal, that still his daughter is pasul kuna, and therefore the same would apply to a ger. And there is a tzad hashava because l'chalal is the yitzirasa b'avera and a mitzvah rishon is in a roi lov b'kal and their daughters are pasul, and therefore based on a mamitzino we will extend this afani obvious agar, and therefore we'll extend this to agar itself she'in a b'rei kal, that he is also different than the rest of klal yisrael, and as Rashi said before shabam mitip p'psula, and therefore will be to p'psula, and maybe that's why the ger's daughter will be pasul, and this is the makar for Rabbi Huda. Once again, the Gemara knocks off the tzad hashava, and the Gemara states mala tzad hashava shebench came paisel mibiyasan, that we can understand that the daughter of a chol and the daughter of a mitzvah rishon will be pasul, because if a chol marries a bas yisrael, then she becomes pasul manakuna. And similarly, if a mitzvah rishon marries a woman that's a yisrael, she will become pasul manakuna. And maybe that's why their daughters would be pasul. Mashenkin, since we know that if a ger marries a bas yisrael, that the bas yisrael herself does not become pasul manakuna, so maybe over there his daughter would not be pasul manakuna either. And this is good for why the Tanakamo, as well as the other shittas that we mentioned before, argue on this din of Rabbi Huda. However, the Gemara continues, Rabbi Huda ger nami paisel b'yasai umaisel b'matzah ma'edina, and that in the Rabbi Huda argues on the other Tanayim regarding this din itself, and he holds that if a ger goes and has a relationship with the Israelis, then the Israelis becomes pasul kuna, and she herself can't marry a kohen, and if she'd be a bas kohen, she can no longer eat chuma. Rabbi Huda holds in regard to this din, a ger has the same din as a mitzvah rishon and a chalal, and therefore the fear of Rabbi Huda, the mamatzino, works out perfectly, since we find a daughter of a chalal and the daughter of a mitzvah rishon are pasul kuna. Therefore, based on the fact that the ger is similar to those scenarios, so the din is that the daughter of a ger will also be pasul manakuna. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov ima ger, and we mentioned the three shitas of the Mishnah, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and Rabbi Yesi. And the Gemara continues, Tanya, we learned in Braisa, and this is the fourth shita regarding the status of a geris, Rabbi Shimon ben Chayim, Rabbi Shimon ben Chayim holds, geris prusim b'ashol shal v'yemechad k'shir l'kuna, that even a geris herself that became a geris when she was younger than 3 years old, and one day she would also be kashir l'kuna. Shenem, as the pasuk states in Parshas Matos regarding Mechamis Midyan, v'chol taf min noshim asher lo yodu mishkav zocho hachay lochem, and the Parshas, the pasuk is telling us that any women that you find that are too young to have bia and are younger than 3 years old, and one day then you could let them live and it should be lochem and you could marry them. The right of Rabbi Shimon ben Chayim is v'aloi Pinchas hayimoyim. Pinchas was amongst that group, and we see that the Torah allowed Pinchas to marry a young girl that was less than 3 years old and one day, and therefore we see that a geiris that is plusim b'ashal shem v'yemechad is mutter to a kohen. And the Gemara continues that what does the other three man to Amram do with this pasuk? Rabbanan hachayel lochem la'avadim l'shvachais. They learned that the pasuk is not telling us that you yourselves would be able to marry these women, but the pasuk is telling you you should let them live, and since they're young girls, therefore they'll be able to marry you avadim and they'll be able to be your shvachais. The Gemara continued that, as we mentioned, we have four different mandamim as to the status of a ger and a geiris, and we mentioned that we saw three in our Mishnah. We have the shita of Rabbi Huda, we have the shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and the shita of Rabbi Yesi, and we just saw the shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. And the Gemara now begins ukula mikra echadashu, and all of them have a different way to learn the following pasuk. And the Gemara now brings a pasuk in Yecheskel which discusses the kohen gadol as well as the kohen hedit, and the pasuk begins and is discussing Kohen Gadol, and it states Almana Gusha lo yichul hem lanashim, that a Kohen Gadol cannot marry an Almana Gusha, ki im Besula is Mizera Beis Yisrael, and they have to marry Besula from the children of Beis Yisrael. And although the second part of the Pasuk will be questionable how to learn it, but L'maisa, the Pasuk states, B'negei a Kohen Edid, V'almana Shati Almana Mikohen Yikachu, that although a Kohen Edid cannot marry a Gusha, but a Kohen Edid can marry an Almana. Akamar explains, Almana Gusha lo yichul hem lanashim, ki im Besula is Mizera Beis Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda Salva, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Ad is kol Zera Yisrael, that the Pasuk is telling you that a Kohen could only marry a woman whose entire seed came from Yisrael, and Rashi explains, therefore her father had to be a Yisrael, but if her father was a Ger, then she is also to a Kohen. However, if her mother was a Ger, then she is not also to a Ger. And Blaz ben Yaakov Salva, Mizera, Vafilu Mixa Zera, Blaz ben Yaakov holds that the Pasuk in Yecheskel is teaching us that a Kohen can marry anyone whose father or mother were part of Klai Yisrael and were not Gerim, and as long as both parents were not Gerim, then there is no problem for the Kohen to marry that child, as that child is considered a full-fledged Yisrael. However, as we said, Lefir Blaz ben Yaakov, if both parents were Gerim, then the Kohen would be also to marry their child. And Rabbi Yisi Sava, Rabbi Yisi holds, Mishin Yisrael be Yisrael, the Pasuk is telling us that a Kohen can marry any Bas Yisrael, even if her parents were Gerim, and her father and her mother were Ger and Gerus, respectively, that a Kohen can still marry their child. And as Rashi says, Mishin Yisrael be Yisrael, Shtehe Rasa B'Kedusha, as long as her mother's pregnancy began once she was a Yisrael and once she was a Ger, then the child would be kosher to marry a Kohen. And as we said, the Fira Bisi, the only time that a Kohen has an Issa to marry a Geris is only the Geris herself, that she was the one that became a Geris. When the Pasuk tells us that a Kohen can marry Ki Im Besulus Mizera Beis Yisrael, is referring to someone who is Besulun formed when they were already part of Klal Yisrael, and therefore the Fira Bishim Beichoy, a Kohen can even marry a Geris herself as long as she became a Geris when she was less than 3 years old and one day. And as Rashi says, Mishnuz B'Sulah B'Yisrael, Shetzamchu V'Gomru B'Sulah M'Shabal L'Chlal Yisrael, Dehainu Kishinasas B'Shalosh Gomru B'Sulah L'Biyah Shem Tivol Mikan Be'ilach Einu Chayzim, Ava Kloidim Shalosh, but prior to 3 years old, Kol Shahim Chayzim V'Seim Chayim V'Bohim, V'Hachi Dars L'Kra, B'Sulah Mizera Beis Yisrael, B'Sulah Shalah Yul Mizera Gidula Yehuda, and it should have sprouted once she was already a Jew. And the Gemara continues that now that we brought this Pasuk in Yecheskel, so the Gemara will explain it further, and the Gemara states, Amalei Rav Nachman L'Rava, Rav Nachman said to Rava, and continue on Daf Ayin Chesam Beis, Haikra, Reisha B'Kohen Gadol, V'Sefer B'Kohen Hedid, it comes out that the Reisha, the Pasuk, is talking about a Kohen Gadol, and after the Pasuk states, V'Amono Gusha L'Yichul Hem L'Nashem, Ki B'Suvus Mizera Beis Yisrael, and circle that's referring to a Kohen Gadol, and the Sefer is talking about a Kohen Hedid, because the Sefer says, V'Amono Shati Amono Mikohen Yikachu, and this must be referring to a Kohen Hedid, because a Kohen Hedid is mutter to marry an Amono, and Amalei, and Rava responded to Rav Nachman in, that in the Chanami, the Reisha by a Kohen Gadol, and Sefer by a Kohen Hedid, and the Gemara continues, Rav Nachman asked Rava, the Kasul Krachi, is it normal for a Pasuk to be written this way, where the Reish is talking about one thing and all of a sudden we switch and we don't tell you that we're switching to a different person and we speak about another person to say for the Pasuk? Amalei, and Rav responded in, that I could show you from a different Pasuk, the Chsiv as it says in the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, V'nero Lekim Teri Nichba, and prior to light extinguishing, with Shmuel Shechel Beheichel Hashem, as Shmuel was lying and sleeping in the Heichel V'Kadosh Baruch Hu. And based on the way we just read the Pasuk, the Gemara is, V'aloi in Yeshiva Bazara, Elamachi Beis Dar Bovad, that how could it be that Shmuel would be Shechel Beheichel Hashem, if we know that the halacha is that only Machi Beis David is allowed to sit in the Azara, and certainly Shmuel would not have slept in the Azara, and it must be that Shmuel was actually sleeping in the side rooms where the Levium would be guarding the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore Zakrava El Nero Lekim Terem Yichba Beichel Hashem, the Taichin Pasuk must be that the beginning of the Pasuk is going on the end of the Pasuk, and it's stating prior to the Nerva Kodesh Baruch Hu extinguishing, which was in the Heichel Hashem, Shmuel already was sleeping Bimakoymai in the place of Levium, as Rashi says, Shmuel Sheikh Bimakoymai Beis Mishma Levium. And the Gemara continues to dash in the Pasuk, as the Pasuk states, V'almona shiti almona mikoyin yikachu, that a Kohen Hedid could only marry almona, and it seems that this almona had to have been married previously to a Kohen, and the Gemara therefore asks, Mikoyin in Yisrael Loi, is it true that a Kohen Hedid could only marry an almona who was previously married to a Kohen, but he can't marry an almona that was previously married to Yisrael? Of course, that's not the din, and as we know, there is no restriction for a Kohen Hedid to marry any almona, and even if she was previously married to Yisrael, and the Gemara therefore answers, Hachikama, this is what the Pasuk means to say, Mikoyin Yikachu, Mishakoyen Yikachu, that the Pasuk is telling us that an Almana could only marry someone that is categorized as from the other Kohanim, and he's a Kohen Hedid, but an Almana cannot marry a Kohen Gadol. And the Gemara states, Tanya Machi, similarly, we learn a Braisa, Mikoyin Yikachu, Mishakoyen Yikachu. And the Braisa continues, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda argues on this Taich, and he explains, Minamasin Lakuna Yikachu, that the Pasuk is teaching us that a Kohen Hedid could only marry an Almana of a person that if he would have a daughter, that daughter would be ready to marry a kohen, and therefore the pasuk is actually teaching us that a kohen gadol cannot marry an almana of a ger, because if a ger marries a bas yisrael, then like we learned in our mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda lishitasai, Rabbi Yehuda holds that their daughter would be considered pasul lakuna and it's considered gerus. And as the gemara states, Rabbi Yehuda tamei, Rabbi Yehuda is going lishitasai the ama bas ger zocha ke bas chol zocha kol shatanesi bita atanesi almanasai. And we know that the klal is that if there's a person where a kohen can marry that person's daughter, then a kohen can marry the almana of that person. However, in a case where the kohen cannot marry this person's daughter, for example, like the daughter of a ger, then the kohen hedik cannot marry the almana either. And therefore, if you're Yehuda l'shitasai, the almana of a ger would be pasul kuna. And even though there was no issa and the ger had a right to marry this woman, however, now that she's the almana of this ger and that child would have been pasul kuna, therefore, the pasuk in the Cheskel is telling us this klal that a kohen hedik cannot marry the almana of a ger. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the third sheet of our Mishnah, Rabbi Yisi Eime Afgesh and Asa Gers, that a kohen is even allowed to marry the child of a ger that married a geris. For Rabbi Yisi, the only time that a kohen is asa to marry a geris is only the geris herself and no future generations. And the Gemara states, Amar Rav Nuna Mishpei De'ula, Halach Rabbi Yisi, Halach Fals Rabbi Yisi, V'chein Amar Rav Bachana, Halach Rabbi Yisi, the Halach Fals Rabbi Yisi. And as we know that Rabbi Yisi Nemukri Imai, and we pass along Rabbi Yisi, and the Gemara continues that although we generally would pass along Rabbi Yisi, and therefore there was no psul for a kohen to marry the daughter of a ger that married a geris. However, the Gemara tells us, Miyam Shechar Beis Midrash, from the time of Churban Abayis, Nogo Kohanim Silsu Ba'antzpon, the Kohanim took on this Chumrah, and as Rashi says, a Maigla, and the Kohanim would not marry a woman whose parents were both Gerim, and whose father was a Ger, and whose mother was a Geris. And of course, this Chumrah was Kerbalaz Ben Yaakov, and the Gemara states, Amar Nachman, Amar Lihuna, that Rav Huna told me, Ba'lim Lech, Merim Lech, Kerbalaz Ben Yaakov, if someone comes to ask a Shaila, if they should get married to a woman whose parents are Gerim, then we would pass like Kerbalaz Ben Yaakov, and we would tell a Kohen not to marry her. However, Nasa, once he gets married, b'diavad, a matzina isimemenu k'rabiesi, if he comes to ask a shayla, then we would not say that he has to give a get, and we pass the k'rabiesi, that the only one that would be asa to a kohen is only the geiris herself, but not any future generations, and not even if her parents were both geirim. And we begin in the Mishnah, ein b'diz a mamza, if Reuben says about his child, that we know is a child, and he says that he's a mamza, ein a nemon, he's not a nemon. And the Mishnah continues, v'afilu shnei maidim, and even if Reuben and Rachel are both maida, ala uba b'shemea, the child that she's pregnant with, mamza, who is a mamza, ein nemonim, they would not be nemon. Rabbi Huda argues and says nemonim, and he holds that in both cases the father would be nemon. And Rashi explains ein nemon. Tanakama holds that the father is not nemon. The karvu etzloi, that he's a karv, but ein a kosher lehedalav, and therefore he's not kosher to say edus about this child. And Mefarshim discussed the lechira. Rashi didn't have to say it's because he's a karv. Rashi could just say that there's a general rule that ein davar shebe'ev pachus minishtayim, and even if we would look at the father as an ed achad, he's only one ed and he's not two edim. Some explain that Rashi is coming to teach us that even if there would be another Eid Echad that actually says that this child is a Mamza, and we would not allow the father to join together with that Eid Echad, and now there would be two Eidim, and we would say that the father is not Nemar because he's a Karev. And the Gemara begins, Maya Vafilu Shteim, what is the Chiddush of the second case in the Mishnah, Vafilu Shteim, Midmal Ubishav Me'ah, that Mamza, that Eid Neman, that are not Neman? If the father is not Neman, why would it make a difference? And now he has the mother together with him. And the Gemara states, Loyim Bayi Kama, the Mishnah is telling us as follows, that Loyim Bayi Iud, like Kimle, that certainly the husband is not going to be Neman because he doesn't know what the status is of this child. He can't be sure if it was from someone else or from himself, and certainly he would not be Neman. And the Chiddush of the second case is, Elafila'i, even though the wife says that he is a Mamza, the Kimla, and she is certain about that, as she knows exactly when she became pregnant, Loim Hemna, she will not be Neman. And the Loim Boy Hecht Isle Chazaka de Kashas, there's no Shaila when there was already a Chazaka de Kashas to Loim Hemni. And for example, if the child was already born, a father doesn't have a right to say about his child that's already born that he was a Mamza, as he has a chazaka, he's already kosher. Elafilu uba nami, the less the chazaka the kashus, loy memni. But you may think, but the gea uba, since there's no chazaka the kashus yet, because the child was not born, maybe over there we would give nemon to the father and the mother. Kamash blon, that even the case of uba, they're not nemon. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Huda imen nemonim. Rabbi Huda says that the father is nemon, and the Gemara brings this from a brisa keitanya. As we look to the brisa, the pasuk be the gea pishnayim and pashki seitz ki esa b'chol ben asnu yake losses loy pishnayim b'chol ashi matzloi kihu reishis oinay loy mishvada b'chayra. And the pasuk didn't have to say Lashon Yakir, and therefore we learn out Yakiren Lachayim, that the father has the ability even to make this child recognizable to others, and we trust the father b'negei the yichus of the child. And Mekanam Rabbi Yehuda, from this pasuk Rabbi Yehuda taught us Nema Adonai Mezeh B'nei Bechor, that first of all a person was Nema to say that this child is the firstborn, and just like a father is Nema to say that this child is my bechor, and even though that's for positive nemanis, and that's giving him a schus, kach neman loyma zeh ben gusha ben chlutza, a person also has nemanis to say about that child that this child is puzzle and he's ben gusha ben chlutza, and if he's a kohen, he's a chol. And similarly, a father would have nemanis to say about his child that he's a mamzer, even though it's luchayiv. The price continues, but chamayim even neman chum state that he's not neman. Amalei Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak Rava, so Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak says to Rava, bishloim Rav Yehuda, hainu d'chsev yaker. According to Rav Yehuda, we understand why the Torah says yaker, as it gives the power of the father to actually recognize the child and to determine the status of the child. El Rabbanon yaker l'amalei. However, l'fi the Rabbanon, why does the pasuk teach us this din of yaker? And the Gemara answers, b'tzarech hakira, that the Rabbanon agreed to Rav Yehuda in a case where there's a child and there's a requirement that they need to be makar and they don't know the status of which child is the bechor and which child is the pashut. In that case, the father has the ability to go and say that this child is my bechor. And as Rashi says, b'tzarech hakira, k'ral bechor udasa u'chagoyin shebav medinas yam v'lehuchsalonim bebechor el al pi aviv. Even though the Chum argue on Rabbi Yehuda and Mishnah b'negeya the din of ben gusha ben chlutza and the b'negeya yakir for mamzeris, however the Chum agreed to Rabbi Yehuda b'negeya din of yakir for bechor. And the Gemara asks, l'may hichasa, and what would be the nafkamina that the father has din amonas b'negeya bechor? Loss is like pishnayim. If you're going to tell me that it's in order to give the yerusha pishnayim to the bechor, then pshita l'amli kra l'chari it's pashut. And why would we need a pasuk? As certainly the father would be neman migudi bay meisvele matana milayavile. That l'chari, since the father could go and give the child a matana, then certainly he could say that he's my bechor, and therefore he'll get pishnayim. And the Gemara explains that we need the pasuk teach us that the father's neman, even in the case of ben chasu shnafla achamikan, that even in a case where there's no migul, as he received his nechasim after he already made the statement, at the point that he received that money, he didn't give the child a matana, and he didn't say after that that he's my bechor. Then l'chari you don't have a migul in that case. And even though we could say that right now when he said he's bechor, then l'chari is giving him a matana for the future, but the mice we have a klal that in other makla dav shloim bel olam, and these nechasim were not yet in this world, and therefore the father couldn't give it to the child with matana, and therefore he doesn't have a migul. But the Gemara asks, or I made amar other makla dav shloim bel olam, l'chari since the Tanakamva Mishnah is brought down stoma, so l'chari stam Mishnah is Ramea, and l'chari Ramea holds that other makdav shel b'loilam, and why would need the pasuk of Yaakov l'fir Ramea? Certainly the migul should even work by nechashu shenafel achem yikain. And as the Gemara is Yaakov l'amli l'fir Ramea, why would need the pasuk of Yaakov? And the Gemara answers shenafel like shugaisis, that we're talking about those nechashim that the father received while he was a geisis. And as Rashi says, although Ramea holds that other makdav shel b'loilam, but it has to be that at that point when it was b'loilam that he was in the status and he was in the frame of mind that he has the ability to be makdav that item. However, a geisis does not have the ability to make something to someone else. In that case, even Rameh would agree that the migul would not work, and that's why we need the Gzeir Sakas of Yaker to tell us that if a father says that this child is my Bechor, then we believe the father, and the child would be able to receive Pishnayim, even on those Nechasim that were not like Kishu geisis. And Rashi makes a point, which seems to be a Dover Pashat, but Rashi states on the third to last line of Amid, that why don't we say that the father received his Nechasim after he died already, the Hanu Afilu B'teris Bechor, Loi Mahanu Lei Dibure, because over there, even if he's maskanas gamara, that the father has ability to, and he's never to say this child is my bechor, the bechor would not receive pishtayim on anything that comes to the father after the father dies. As the din is that a bechor doesn't take pishtayim on anything that comes after misa. And we will stop over here.